And now we are starting Hafsa, the fourth one. And before we talk about Hafsa, we're actually going to be talking about her uncle. Her uncle is a very important companion. He did not live long as a Muslim. That's why we did not really have a talk. We did not have a talk just about him. So it's a good chance to talk a little bit about the family of Hafsa. Of course, Hafsa, her father, Umar ibn al-Khattab, and that's a famous companion, and we have talked about him before. Her uncle, from her mother's side, his name was Uthman ibn Mad'un. Now, he was a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He accepted Islam early, but he was not hurt like the rest of the companions. Why was he not hurt? He was a close friend to Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira was one of the big chiefs of Quraysh. And he told Uthman, as long as you are under my protection, nobody can touch you. You can do whatever you want. You're a Muslim, whatever you want, no problem. So Walid ibn Mughira did some good things. And by the way, this man, Walid ibn Mughira, is Khalid ibn Walid's father. He even got so close to accept Islam. Very close to accept Islam. But then Abu Jahl, his friend, told him, if you accept Islam, then I have nothing to do with you. You're not my friend or anything. So Abu Walid ibn Mughira said, okay, then I'll stay the way I am. And because of that, Allah revealed Quran about him. إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ فَقُتُلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ Saying that Allah is going to give him hellfire as punishment because he got so close, but he didn't accept Islam in the end. So anyway, Uthman ibn Mad'un, he was kind of unhappy. Why? Because he saw the other companions getting tortured and hurt, and he was not getting hurt. So he said, I want a share of that reward. I want some reward too. So I want to get hurt. So he went back to Al-Walid ibn Mughira. He said, I don't need your protection anymore. Al-Walid ibn Mughira said, you sure you want to do this? They're going to hurt you badly if they know you are not under my protection anymore. He said, I have the protection of Allah. I don't need your protection anymore. He said, okay. And by the way, how much faith do we have that Allah is going to protect us? How many times do we stand up and say the right thing, even though we might get in trouble, because I know Allah is going to protect me? Anyway, Uthman ibn Mad'un, again, we're talking about the uncle of Hafsa. He wanted to get hurt. So, again, to get some reward, not because he enjoys getting hurt. He went to where the Quraysh people, and again, this thing happened in the early time of Islam. He went where they all were gathering. They used to have a gathering when they get a poet, Sha'ir, a poet, and he says his poetry. And normally, back then, poets were very much respected. When they're saying their poetry, no one dares to interrupt them. Nobody says a word. Just like in Jum'ah, when we're giving khutbah, nobody speaks. Same thing. When the poet speaks, they're saying their poetry, no one dares to say a word. So one poet was saying poetry, although they were all idol worshipping, especially even the poet, but he said, there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, in his poetry, just like that. So Uthman al-Mad'un went there and he said, Sadaqt, you have said the truth. So the poet was a little bit upset, even though you're saying a good thing, but don't interrupt me, I'm talking here. And then he said, and every wa kullu na'imin, the poetry is nice in Arabic, he said, Ala kulla ilahin dun Allahi batilu. Kulla ilah, every god dun Allah, other than Allah, batil, is not true. Wa kullu na'imin la mahala tazailu. Every na'im, every happiness, every pleasure, is going to end one day. So when he said that, Uthman said, Kadhabt, you have said a lie. Na'im of Jannah will never finish. So the poet got really upset now. The first time you said Sadaqt, I got a little bit upset. Now you're saying Kadhabt, I'm lying. So he got really upset. So he said to the Qurayshi people, since when do you let people insult your poets? So they told him, don't worry about this guy. He's under the protection of Al-Walid ibn Mughira. We can't really do much about it. So Uthman said, I am not under his protection anymore. I have the protection of Allah. So they all got up and they said, really, you're not under his protection? They got happy. One more person to beat up, right? So they all ganged on him and they started hitting him, especially in the face. They said they kept hitting him until his eye came out. One of the two eyes came out and blood was coming down. So after they finished, Al-Walid ibn Mughira was passing by. He started laughing at him. He said, I told you. You were under my protection. You see now what happens? You're happy now? Now listen to what Uthman said. He said, Wallahi, my healthy eye is jealous of its sister, the other eye, because it wants to be hurt the same way for the sake of Allah. You see how much they went through. We did not get Islam on a golden plate. They went through a lot of pain and torture just for us to be Muslims today.